Friday the 12th of March, Kofovov Adar, Dr. Shalom Springer, the derivation of Hilchos Shabbos. Today's shiur is sponsored by Shlomo Gallendauer, Swasti, his Ovi, late father, the Baruch Menachem Ben Avigdor.
Good morning to you all. The last few weeks have seen Sederus Trumat Tzaver talking about the Mishkan, and even Kisiso contains elements of the Mishkan. And of course this week's Seder by Yaakov Kuday certainly is a recap, a repetition of a great deal about the Mishkan. So the Mishkan is very important to us, and one might wonder why that is after it's a structure that lasted but 40 years, perhaps even a little less than that, and then was sort of put away. The Kelim, of course, were used for the later base of Migdosh, but the Mishkan itself, yet the Torah does spend a great number of column inches, as we'd say, on describing the Mishkan. Of course, we all know the answer to this, and that is that so much of Hilchos Shabbos comes from the study of the Mishkan. You wouldn't know anything about Hilchos Shabbos were it not for the fact that the Torah says, if you look at the Mishkan, then that tells you about the Melacha. What I'd like to do is to go back and have a look at the first example of Shabbos in the Torah. Zochoyah esiyom haShabbos lekadshei, etc. Loisasa kamalocha ato uvincha uvitecha abtcha v'moscha v'metecha v'gercha shebesherecha. The Torah gives us a list of all the people that are nizah, that are warned from doing a melacha on Shabbos, oneself and one's children and abtcha v'moscha and even the ger shebesherecha. Now there's a mechilta. The mechilta reads as follows. Some of it we're very familiar with, and tonight we shall, in shul, in our lechodoidi, sing Shomo v'zocha v'divo echad. And the Mechilta says as follows, Zochoya v'shomoya, these two commands, because we have Zochoya in the Aseres HaDibrois of Yisroi, and Shomoya in the Aseres HaDibrois of Eschanon, but we are told, Zochoya v'shomoya b'shnehem v'divo echad ne'emru. Mechalalea mois yumos. The Torah says that you mustn't be mechalal Shabbos. You mustn't do a melach on Shabbos. And yet, the Torah also says, uvuyoim ha-Shabbos shnei kvosim. You have got to prepare these kvosim, these korbonos, and the preparation of korbonos entails chilul Shabbos. So, those two halachas are contradictory, and the Mechilta says, shneiem bedibo echad nemru. Both of them are said bedibo echad. And the list goes on, v'yavoma ervas eishes ochicha, that you're not allowed to have relations, marry sister-in-law, though he's the wife of your brother, yet the Torah says, b'maka mitzvah, v'yavoma yavo alecha. And the middle of the Chilta once again says, shneim nemru b'diba echad, these were said b'diba echad. And finally, loisilba shatnes, you're not allowed to wear garments with a mixture of wool and linen, and ugdilim ta'aselach, we all know from a Gemara in Yevamos, ugdilim ta'aselach, tzitzis, were once upon a time made out of sharpness. They're not contradictory. Nemru b'dibo echad. So we've got a list of these items, Shabbos and three others, which are all nemru b'dibo echad. And the Chilta just adds, saying something, two things, b'dibo echad, is very difficult, in fact impossible for us. Mashiyev shel adam loy mekein, shnema achas dibelakim, Shtaim zu shemat. Then just one little thing that the ger we're talking about in this pasuk that we read is a ger tzedek. Now I've got two questions, or rather the Be'er Yosef asks two questions. Why is a ger included in this list? After all, the list that the Torah tells us should not be b'chal Shabbos. All people under my influence and jurisdiction, they are abtcha, moscha, gimbincha, techa, etc. All these people that come under my sphere of influence, and I can understand that the Torah is telling me make sure that they're not mechal Shabbos. But the ger is a person that yid in his own right. Ger tzedek we're talking about. Why is he mentioned as well? So that is the
shouldn't he mention? Is that what you mean?
Shouldn't he mention? That's right. He's just like any other yid. So why does the Torah signify? Okay, that's going to be the minor question. Our major question is going to be, why do we need Zochoya v'shoma, Zochoya v'shoma, even though the Python in Lechodoidi says Shoma v'zocha, and I hesitate to say that he did it that way because that was part of his name. Maybe there are other reasons, but the fact is that the tradition that we have is Zocha B'Shama and not Shama B'Zocha. So, Zocha B'Shama B'Dibbe Echad, that's a question. Why do you need Zocha B'Shama B'Dibbe Echad? Why do you need those two commands? There's a Zocha and there's a Shama. Why do you need a B'Dibbe Echad? And it's compounded by the following fact. That the other three that we had, Mechalalea Moizumos, that you mustn't desecrate Shabbos, yet, B'Yoyim HaShabbos Shnei Kvosin, they are misnagged each other. Because one of them says, Mechalalea Moizumos, you mustn't do any Melach on Shabbos. And Shnei Kvosin says, you must be Mechalalea Shabbos in order to bring those Karbonos. So they are misnagged. One is a Heter, one is an Issa. So therefore I can understand that you need Shomer B'Zoch and B'Dibbe Echad, to tell you that, you know, well, despite the fact that the Torah has just told you, Mechalalea Moizumos, nevertheless, in certain circumstances, the circumstance of the mitzvah of the Korban on Shabbos, there the Issa becomes Mutter. So I understand Zocha B'Shama D'Bei Echad. And similarly, Erevas Eishes Ochicha, not allowed to marry sister-in-law, mustn't do it under any circumstances, other than the Mokka Mitzvah, in the case of Yibum. So the Torah is being Matir, something that was previously Oyser. So, B'Dibbe Echad makes a lot of sense. Leisil B'Shatnas, also very clear, and yet in Tzitzis, Mokka Mitzvah, you are allowed to make Tzitzis out of Shatnas. So all those three I can understand very, very well. Why you need Zocha B'Shama? Because you need one to cancel out the other. But with Shabbos, I've got Zocha, which means keep Shabbos. I've got Shoma, which means don't do any melachos on Shabbos. Both are promoting Shabbos. It's not misnagid zeh. So why do I need Zocha B'Shama B'Dibbe Echad in the case of Shabbos? Now you might say, quoting a Gemara in Shavuos, which implies the following. You might say the following. I'll tell you why. Because Zocha is Yom HaShabbos, which actually refers to the assays of Shabbos, the positive aspects of Shabbos, like Kiddush, Midoraisa, Kiddush is Bedvorim. I might say that Shabbos, especially Kiddush, is a mitzvah asaseh shazman gromon, and therefore Noshim are paturois. Noshim wouldn't have to make Kiddush. Noshim would only be nizer from doing the malachas, but wouldn't have to make Kiddush. So therefore I need the Dibbe Echad of Zocha and Shoma, the Dibbe Echad, to tell you that whereas normally I would say that Kiddush is not requisite for Noshim, that they're not required to say Kiddush because it's a Mrs. Asatius Mangromon, and the Shoma B'Dibbe Echad tells you that everybody who is included in any Issa Shabbos is also automatically included in the Assays of Shabbos. So I might suggest that, as the Gemara in Shavuos does. But the following problem arises. If we say that's the purpose of Shoma B'Dibbe Echad, it seems to be unnecessary. Why? Well, we're in the run-up to Pesach. And so I'll bring you an example from Pesach, indeed Matzah. Matzah, the Bora asks, why are Noshim Mechayeves Mechayeves B'Matzah? Because the Pasuk says, Lois Soichel Olav Chometz, and juxtaposes, puts that in close proximity to Shibas Yom Toichel Matzah. So the Gemara darshans from there, whoever is included in the restriction of Chometz, is automatically included in the Aseh of Achilas Matzah. So therefore we see that to abolish mitzvah seishas man gromon, the problem mitzvah seishas man gromon, all I need is a smichus. All I need is two psukim together, a close proximity, then one will take away the problem of mitzvah seishas man gromon, because matzah started out as mitzvah seishas man gromon, why anoshim chayeres b'matzah, and the answer is because it says nearby that loisochel aruchomet and zayin shimus yom toichel matzah, so the two together mean that noshim are also chayavus b'matzah. So I don't need shomayet zocher b'shomayet divrei echad, just as I don't need the iso chomets and the chiyuv of matzah as dibu echad. A smichus will do. So we're back to our question: why do you need? What is the function of the zocher b'shomayet b'dibu echad? So just to repeat very, very quickly, the four examples that the Mechilta brought us were that all of those others, which is the Issa of Shabbos, Mechalalea Moizumos, and the Chiyuv to bring Shnei Kvosim, they're misnagged, so I need Zocha B'Shamoya. And similarly for Yibum, I first had an Issa, and now I've got Heter, so I need Zocha B'Shamoya. And finally with Tzitzis, there's an Issa of Shatnas, and then the Heter, so to speak, of Mokka Mitzvah, of Gedilin Tarsaloch, of Tzitzis, therefore I understand very well why we need the two things, B'Dibbe Echad. But with Shabbos we have a problem, because both Zochaya and Shomayah both promote Shabbos, so they're saying the same thing, in a sense. They're not misnagged. Now, we have a Gemara in Shavuos, which I've already mentioned, that does mention, and does claim that Zot Moshama Dibbe Echot is to tell us about the Mrs. Sejas Man Gromon. I don't want to go into detail. Maybe at this time I will tell you that there are two Goyinim, Shrub Shri Ragon and Rabbeinu Hai, that both discuss this concept of Zochai Vashoma B'Dibbe Echot, and both of them are looking for other reasons. In other words, they don't accept the Gemara in Shavuos that the reason why we've got Zochai Vashoma B'Dibbe Echot is because of the problem of Mrs. Aseches Man Gromon. Both of them are looking for other reasons. And who I'm going to quote from, which is the Be'er Yosef Rivasov Salant, uses this as a source to say that we really need to look for another reason why there is Zochai Vashoma B'Dibbe Echot. As we've already proved from Matzah, you don't need it B'Dibbe Echot at all, and we've got these two going and looking for other reasons as well, including Maral, etc., that tells us about Din. Therefore, it's quite clear that the reason given in Shavuos that we have Zochai Vashoma B'Dibbe Echot in order to solve our problem of Mrs. Sensations Man Gromon is unnecessary. So we'll go on from there. It's unnecessary, so we're going to look for another reason why Zocha V'Shomai Dibbe Echad, and what is the necessity, what function does it play? Now, Shmira, what does Shmira's Shabbos mean? And of course, the second Aseres HaDibur says, Shomai Siyom Shabbos L'Kachar. Shmira means, we usually translate, the Zochai part is all the positives. The Shomai part is all the negatives. So anyways, don't build a fire on Shabbos. Don't sow, don't plow. Those are all contained in the Shmira. Fine. So, what does Shmira actually mean? Let's take an example. Supposing I have a very precious, I don't know, very expensive vase, priceless vase. They went on holiday. So I go to my next door neighbour and I say, please look after my vase for me while I'm away. So what do I mean when I say to my neighbour, look after my vase? Do I mean that as soon as I turn my back, you shouldn't take a hammer and smash it to pieces? Well, I suppose I mean that as well, of course. I don't want to smash it to pieces. But I mean more than that. When I ask my neighbour to look after my property, I mean, make sure that all the shmiras that are applicable, everything that's applicable, apply. And don't put it on the edge of the table, someone knocks it off. Make sure your kids don't throw it around the room. You know, do all the pu'ulas, all the necessary functions that my vase gets the proper protection. So it's more than just, you shouldn't smash up the vase. It means, make sure this vase is guarded. So when we talk about Shmiras Shabbos, we also mean not just that I shouldn't be Mechala Shabbos, of course I shouldn't be Mechala Shabbos, but I also mean that I must make sure that Shabbos is guarded. And that means that I have certain responsibilities, not only for myself and maybe my immediate family, which we'll come back to, but also for others. In other words, that when I see, when I observe Chilul Shabbos, you know, I see the man next door snipping his head on Shabbos as I hedge on Shabbos as I come back from shul, maybe I have a chiyuv to sort of say, you know, you should know that it's Shabbos today, you know, I might get the shears or the electric shears thrown at me, but the fact is that there are certain dinim. But the basic thing is about Shmiras Shabbos, that I have certain responsibilities, not only that I and my family should keep Shabbos, but also that it should crank me, as they say in Yiddish, it should bother me. I should make a protest. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm supporting the protests and the stone throwing that goes on. But the fact is, we should be irritated, we should be troubled by the fact that there is Chilul Shabbos wide revealed. So therefore, that's all contained in the fact that the Torah says, Shomai Siyom HaShabbos Kachra, Shemira means, make sure not only that you keep the laws, but also make sure that Shabbos is guarded in any way that you can contribute in this way. So, having got to this place, that Zochai definitely means, that's me. Zochai is me, in the sense that you make Kiddush B'Dvorim, you make sure that the Shabbos is nice, and the way the Chachamim have interpreted our Shabbos. And by the way, just as sort of in brackets, it's a very interesting study to look at what Shabbos would look like if the Chachamim hadn't spelled out for us in detail of what we should do on Shabbos. You wouldn't change your clothes necessarily, you wouldn't make their clothes, you wouldn't actually have a nice meal necessarily. All the things that would make Shabbos and make it what we know as Shabbos, and of course Yom Tov as well, they're all the Darabon of Shabbos. Shabbos is given to us by the Rabbonim and the Harchokas of Muktzah and all the other things. If you stripped away all the Chachomim's suggestions and all the Asurim, Shabbos would look totally different. It would look almost like a weekday. There are a few things we couldn't do, 39 Melachos. Otherwise, you could handle money and documents and all sorts of things you could do. And our Shabbos would look completely different. The Shabbos that we have, in the way that they have interpreted Zochar Zema Shabbos Lekadshoi, is the Shabbos Rabbanon, the Shabbos our Chachomim have given us. So one can go into detail, it makes a very, very interesting study. So where have we reached? We've reached the stage that Zochar is certainly us, is me. Shomoy is Azhara, is a warning that not only should you make sure that you don't desecrate Shabbos, but make sure Shabbos is not desecrated. So therefore, I need Zochar for Shomoy b'dibo echot. And I need it in the following way. Because the Torah is telling me that it's all very nice for you to keep Shabbos, and maybe you keep it with all the chumras and all the rabbonons and everything you can think of, and you're very meductic in keeping Shabbos. But your shomoyah should also include making sure that the Shabbos is guarded further afield, that other people who are being mechallel Shabbos, not teaching Shabbos properly, should make sure that the Shabbos is guarded. That being the case, Shomoyah v'Zochar tells us that there is a connection between Shomoyah and Zochar, meaning that if I don't do my Shomoyah properly, it's not just that I haven't done my Shomoyah properly, but it affects my Zochar. If I don't protest at Chilul Shabbos, when other people are being Mechal Shabbos, then not only have I not sort of kept to the recommendation to make sure others don't, but it in fact affects my own Shabbos. I'm not keeping Shabbos properly. It affects my Zochar. So now we understand why you need Zochar v'Shomoyah. Why they've separated them. Say, look, Shomoyah's got a din. Tell other people to keep Shabbos properly when you have the opportunity. But my Shabbos is left untarnished. No. Zochar v'Shomoyah div echad means if you're not doing your Shomoyah properly, you're not doing your Zochar properly either. So your own Shabbos is affected. The Gemara in Shabbos says, "Kol mi she'efshel tzin nun dalet, kol mi she'efshel oy limchoyes be'anshe." Anyone that is able to be meicha, to protest among people, v'loy micha nitfas be'anshe beisoy, then there is a claim against his own house, and nitfas be'anshe iroy, there's a claim against the general town that's not taking care of Shabbos. And in the same daf in the next omud, me'oylom lo yotzo mida toyve b'bin piyachu baruchu v'chozaboy. It's never happened that the Rabbeinu Shmuelim has said something that he's going to do which is nice, and he was chayzer. Only one case. Chutz b'dovazeh, except for this thing, which is shel menias hateichocho. Somebody who sees Chilul Shabbos and doesn't make any sort of protest at all, the Rabbeinu Shmuelim says, if I might have recommended something nice, and in fact I'm taking it back, because you weren't moicha for Shabbos. So in other words, we see something very special about Shabbos, which we don't see about any other mitzvah. And of course, we all know that there is a mitzvah in Kedoshim, Hoicheach Teichiach Samisecho, that for any mitzvah that you see being desecrated, there is a command in the Torah, Hoicheach Teichiach Samisecho. You have got to reprove the other person. That's true. That's the Purush in the Torah. What's different about Shabbos? The difference is this. Hoicheach Teichiach Samisecho, the fact that I am obligated to make my views known, you are being machal, whatever it is. And if I don't do it, it's an aveira. I don't do it, I have missed out on something that the Torah has says is a positive assay. But if I don't do that assay, it doesn't affect my practice of Judaism. If I see somebody eating a ham sandwich, and I don't protest, and I know my protest might have some effect, and I don't protest. You know, the old English, you know, the adage which we live by, live and let live. You know, we're good Englishmen. Live and let live. He does his, I do mine. The Torah insists on something, a higher standard. Means if I see somebody eating a ham sandwich, and maybe if I point out, do you know it's a ham sandwich, it's awesome, maybe he'll, you know, put it down, at least while I'm there, and I don't do that, then I have been over the misasay of Hacheach Techich Samisecho. But I am not considered as an eater of ham sandwiches. In other words, I don't inherit the Aveira. I've just done a separate issue of Hacheach Techir. With Shabbos it's different. What we're saying is, the Shomoy of a Zocha B'divei Echad means, if I don't do my Shomoy properly as explained, then my Zocha is affected as well. My Shabbos is impugned. My own Shabbos is damaged. And it's very different. And we need to know why. Why is Shabbos different from all the other mitzvahs in the Torah? So, let's let's have a look at a raya, a proof, that it really is what I'm saying, or what I'm saying in the name of the Be'er Yosef, really is true. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, the same Gemara that we've been talking about in Nun Dalet. Parosoi she Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, the cow of Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, who is a Yotzas Ritzur she ben Karnov, went out on Shabbos with a Ritzur, with a strap between its horns, Shiloi Barotz and Chachomi. And this implies that there was something was being done, which was an Issa Drabonon. We're not talking about Doraisa. So the Gemara, you know, raises its eyebrows, says, Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, one of the Gedolei HaDor, and he's being blamed for a certain aspect of Chilul Shabbos. And the Gemara says, no, Loi Shiloi Hoysa, wasn't his poro. Ela Shel Shechinosa, it was his neighbor's poro. Hoysa, Umitoy Shiloi Michabo, because he didn't protest. Loza ben Azaria didn't protest. Nikras al Shemai. He is given the discredit that his cow went out. So we see quite clearly, and this is a practical example of the Gemara, that someone who doesn't protest inherits the Aveira. So, we have this very interesting din, a very interesting concept, and we see, going back to the original pasuk that I quoted, which was Ato Bincha Mitecha, etc., you can see that the Torah puts the responsibility on a person that anything that comes under your responsibility, under your sphere of influence, means that you've got to make sure that they are not Mechal Shabbos, and this is all part of Zahira's Shabbos. And the point is that we know that with other mitzvahs, Ketanim, you know, you don't have to snatch away something from a koton who's doing something wrong. It's not a mitzvah, you don't have to. You mustn't give a koton trefa to eat, you mustn't give it biodayim, but you needn't bother at all if a koton is doing something wrong. Midoraisa, you needn't interfere at all. It's only parents are given the rule, given the responsibility, midivichachomim, because of chinuch, that they should bring up their children so that they're practiced in keeping the laws and desisting from the things that are also, it's mishum chinuch, that the chachomim have said, you have got a mitzvah and responsibility to make sure that they don't do any averus and they're practicing the mitzvahs. That's a divrei chachomim. But here the Torah is telling you, ato bincha mitecha, is the only one. Where the Torah is saying, I'm giving you the responsibility to make sure your kids and your servants, etc., are not mechallel Shabbos in any way. The only one. Otherwise, all the others are only midrabon. And we can answer the idea of ger as well, because of ger, he explains that usually the gerim, especially of the past, may be people who were sort of felt excluded, and maybe a person has an influence on a ger, and therefore it lumps it together with that list of people that come under your sphere of influence, that the Torah says, make sure that anyone that's under your influence is prevented from doing Chilul Shabbos. So we've got the actual concept absolutely clear. So let's have a look at why that is. Why is Shabbos different from any of the other mitzvahs? And if we have a look at what Shabbos is all about, we can find the answer very quickly. Let me just say something very quickly about the Aseres Hadibros. I've got this chart, I don't think you can all see, but I'll read it out. The Aseres Hadibros, we are told, Chazal tell us, that they weren't written as a long line of 10, they were 5 and 5, like in all shuls, here we have, in all shuls, they're in 5 and 5, this particular picture is not according to what Chazal teach us, they say the blocks, the luchos looked like, we were told that they were cubes. This is, I think, from Michelangelo's painting, or... we've all adopted it, somewhere or other, this sort of nice curvy top. The fact is, it's 5 and 5. That is from Chazal. And there is a connection, and I found it in Rabbi Eliyahu Kitov's Sefer, long, long ago, Sefer Tador. And of course he doesn't give any sources. And he tells us there is a connection between the tzivui on the left and the tzivui on the right. There's a connection between, which we'll go through in a moment. And then I found that it is actually a mechilta, so I've got a source for that. So very, very quickly, because we're not really going to concentrate on those, Anochi Hashem, which means that declaration of the presence and the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and opposite that is Loi Sirtzach. And they go together very nicely, because Loi Sirtzach means you take away from the Tzelem and Akiva, which is just subtracting. Loiyeh Lehim Acherim, you shouldn't have any other gods, and that goes together with Loi Sinof, both are betrayals. So they both say the same thing, or the opposite. Don't use God's name in vain for nothing. You've got no right to it. Don't use it when you've got no right to it. And that ties very nicely with Loisignai. Don't use property or take property to which you have no right. Now we come to the bit that we want. In Yisroi it says, Zochai es Yom HaShabbos l'kadshoi. And opposite it says, Loisane Bereacha Eid Sheker. Now we have the reason as to what is Shabbos all about. We knew it anyway from Psukim, but here we actually have it in the Seres Adibros with that hint. Shabbos is all about Eidos. That's what it's about. Aten Eida, you are my witnesses. Now when you work for 6 days and rest on the seventh, you're emulating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and therefore signifying and making a declaration and a statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creator of the world. That's your job. That's the job of the Eden on Shabbos, to be Eidim, that we declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. If you don't do that, if you don't declare on Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator 6 days and rested on one, then you're an Eid Sheker. You're saying the opposite. If you desecrate Shabbos, you're declaring, I don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. So it goes very nicely together that you are meant to be an Eid on Shabbos, and when we desecrate Shabbos, then we are an Eid Sheker. Now let's move over to the other Aseres HaDibros. We've got a subtle change there. Not only the change of Shomoyah, it's Yom HaShabbos LeKatzro, that we've discussed, it's very, very different. But Loisa LeBerecha Eid Shov. What's the difference between Shov and Sheker? Well, Shov we've already had here. Loisa LeSis HaShem HaShem LaShov. You mustn't use Hashem's name in vain. Now, if you're not allowed to be an Eid Shov, an Eid Shov means not just an Eid Sheker, but false witness, a false witness. Now, since we talked about the Shomoy aspect of Shabbos, and that's over in Veskanon, and what we did was to translate Shomoy in this wider sense that I'm responsible for others, then the fact is this. In Zochas Yom HaShabbos LeKatzro, where it says, Loisan Ebereach Eid Sheker, if I don't keep Shabbos, I'm an Eid Sheker. But in the case of Shomoy, Shomoy also includes making sure that others keep Shabbos properly. So if I don't do that job of Shomoy and making sure that others don't keep Shabbos properly, then that means there are others who are declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world. And that therefore makes my Eidus Shom, worthless. It affects my Eidus. We've already said that the lack of practice of Shomoy in the wider sense, it affects my own Shabbos. So although I'm keeping it and I'm a good Eid and I'm making the right statements and the right noises, if I don't do my Shomoy properly and others are declaring Eidus Sheker, that renders my Eidus as Shom. Not Sheker, but Shom. And so it's so very meduyik in these two sets of Aseres HaDibros that we have a Shov and a Sheker. And that's really the message that now we understand very clearly why Shomoy was Zocha B'Divrei. Because one affects the other. My Shomoy affects my Zocha. I will tell you that the Yerushalmi, actually, we don't have this, but Yerushalmi says that when we talk about those things that are Ayman B'Dibbe Echad, and we quoted four from the Mechilta, the Yerushalmi has a fifth. Believe it or not, Raisan Ebereach Eid Shov and Raisan Ebereach Eid Sheker, the Yerushalmi puts those together as also in the list of Omru B'Dibbe Echad. So that adds support that we have an idea here, which is a very, very powerful idea. In the whole gamut of Shabbos, and looking at Shabbos, the Zocha and the Shomoy, that obviously it should be a chizuk for us to keep Shabbos properly, but also try and use our influence and use our good offices to propagate the idea of Shabbos. It's central to our whole Yadus, to our Yiddishkeit. You know, the Pasuk says, V'shomru v'nei Yisroel es haShabbos, and the Eden kept the Shabbos. It is said somewhere, maybe it's a Gemara, I'm not sure, but certainly a Chazal. Shomru v'nei Yisroel es haShabbos. Yes, that's true, that Eden kept the Shabbos, and it's been a very valuable and extremely important idea in the Kiyum of Klal Yisroel. But more than the Klal Yisroel, more than Klal Yisroel has kept Shabbos, for Shomru haShabbos es Klal Yisroel, that Shabbos kept Klal Yisroel. Yes. So it's that, it's the link, the weekly link that we have right the way back to both Matan Torah and to Brias Olam, that means that this Shabbos has been a mainstay, a Bria Chaticha, and if we borrow something from the Mishkan, the Bria Chaticha, and that which brings it all together in a way that holds the whole edifice together, that we're Zoicha to keep Shabbos, we're Zoicha to Devorim Harabeh, and hopefully, Babias, Tzedek, Mehira, Yemeinu.